Ben felt sweat bead on his forehead, and his muscles were quivering with the mental strain. Even Luke's brow was deeply furrowed. They were able to lift the door only about 6 centimeters before it dropped down again with a definitive thud on the hard sand. Ben dragged a hand over his forehead.
That shouldn't have been that hard, he said.
No, Luke said. It's been altered somehow. Perhaps in its creation, the Sith used some of their alchemies. It can resist force manipulation.
What about a good old-fashioned lightsaber? Suggested Jaina. Durasteel is Durasteel, isn't it?
Luke chuckled. Ben stared at him. Here in this forsaken and, Ben had to be realistic, evil world, his father had chuckled. Let's give it a shot, Luke said.
All of them reactivated their lightsabers and began working together to cut a square hole, each taking one line. To Ben's surprise, though it was slow going, it worked. Sometimes, it would seem, the more pragmatic solution was the simplest. They put their shoulders to the square and pushed. Groaning in protest, it eventually, sullenly, yielded. And there was a loud, echoing bang as it fell inward.
And that's definitely rung the doorbell,
Jaina murmured. They moved inside quickly, their lightsabers providing more than enough illumination.
Ben extended his senses, but found nothing more sinister than vermin lurking inside. They moved slowly through an archway. A few cautious steps forward brought them into a central courtyard. Balconies glowered down at them, and doorways, any doors long since gone, seemed like empty, staring eyes. The sand beneath their feet had changed to black cobblestones. Their backs to one another, their lightsabers at the ready, they slowly looked around. It didn't take much imagination to envision the balconies filled with dark, cloaked, hooded figures, or the yawning doorways opening onto terrors within. But the reek of the dark side was old here. Not ancient, but certainly not fresh.
There's no one here,
Jaina said. The echoing effect of this place distorted her voice. Vistara slowly nodded agreement.
It's deserted. But could they really be sure? Ben wondered.
Should we search it?
This was a large place. Searching would take hours, and every minute they lingered here, the dark side had a chance to work its will upon them. Luke focused a little longer, then shook his head.
No, we've walked right into what could have been a perfect trap, and we'd be easy prey if anyone was here.
If they wanted to harm us,
Vistara offered. Ben looked at her. Vistara sometimes told the truth when asked a direct question, but it was unlike her to volunteer information.
What do you mean?
Asked Jaina.
Well,
Vistara continued,
if the whole plan is to hide, they wouldn't come out even if we were easy prey.
A good point, Luke said. But this close?
Your people are good, Vistara, but I don't think so many of them could hide so completely from 3 Jedi. To illustrate how confident he was, he extinguished his lightsaber. Nothing happened.
They may still be here on this world, but not at this site. Let's go. Daylight's burning, and I don't think we want to be out here at night.
Ben couldn't suppress a shudder.